What type of effect does the large Hispanic influence have on the Catholic Church in Los Angeles?
Given our significant Latino population, they clearly are swelling the ranks of Catholics compared to if there was not a large immigrant population. But it's also interesting that a number of Latinos are actually bringing with them from other countries not a Catholic identity or heritage, but a Pentecostal or Protestant identity.
Has the Catholic Church here done a good job at catering to the heavy Latino proportion?
Almost any Catholic church you go to, they'll have at least one Mass that is in Spanish, and oftentimes multiple Masses in Spanish. But depending upon who the congregants are, there may be two or three or four different languages. And so I think here in Los Angeles, the Archdiocese has actually done a fantastic job of accommodating itself to the immigrant population and the many different immigrant populations.
Do you think that that's going to be a major part of the Pope's mission here, I guess, is to look at this issue of immigration and how it's affecting the Catholic Church in the United States?
Well, I think the Pope has other problems he has to deal with. This particular Pope, Pope Benedict, I think softened his tone a bit. I don't know what he'll say about immigrants, and this may be an issue that he will address, because much of the vitality, actually, of the Catholic Church is because of immigrants. In areas where there are not large immigrant populations, actually, Catholic churches are closing right and left. And on the other hand, in areas where there are significant, particularly Latino populations, they are bursting at the seams.
Can you make a prediction? What do you see for the Catholic Church in Los Angeles?
Well, I think because of our immigrant population in LA, we're going to continue to have a significant Catholic presence. Nationally, about a quarter of the population is Catholic. It may be higher than that here in LA. But interestingly, in the Los Angeles diocese, I believe there are only about 200 churches. Now, many of these are very crowded and large, but in contrast, there are maybe upwards of 10,000 congregations of one sort or another. So in that sense, while Catholic churches are large, they're not necessarily that numerous, and they have a lot of competition. And so my suspicion is that the Catholic Church, in order to survive, is going to have to become more competitive. But I would expect that actually, if we look at the next 100 years, there are going to be significant changes in the Catholic Church, and particularly in a leading-edge city such as Los Angeles.
And do you see any of those changes happening under the current Pope?
No. I think under the current Pope, we're going to see sort of a steady state. He's actually tried to revive Catholicism in Europe and not had much success thus far. Currently, I don't see Pope Benedict having the charisma, certainly as a previous pope. He's relatively elderly, so it's not clear whether he will be in office for a considerable length of time. But I doubt that there are going to be significant changes under Pope Benedict.